Fallon son el colegas también. So they are friends with the Baltic mass of the angels, holy angels. So I take occasion of this mass to preach about what is heaven and therefore what is God, what expects from us, we who are traveling towards heaven. Very important point. Because the main problem of Catholics has been always not to seek heaven constantly, not to think about heaven constantly, not to live according to the saints in order to be like the saints in heaven. This is why we are in danger of losing heaven. This is why we are in danger of losing graces. This is why we are in danger of losing faith, hope, and charity even. So remember, so the angels, you notice in the Mass of today, there are many references of adoration, honor, like the Epistle of today, taken from the Apocalypse, when it's the vision of Saint John of God in heaven. So he saw the throne of God, and he heard many voices of many angels around about the throne. And they were in great numbers, yes, thousands of thousands, saying in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength, honor, glory and blessing." It's precisely what is the activity in heaven. The main activity in heaven is to praise God, to adore God, and to raise actions of thanksgiving to God. So this is the main activity that we will be doing in heaven. God willing, we will be there with God's protection. So this is why it's very important, because the angels, the activity of the angels is to be with God, especially adoring Him, praising Him. The seraphims and the cherubims, they are unceasingly are praising God. They don't move from contemplation, from the praises. The whole mission in heaven is just to praise God, to adore Him. So this is very important, because on earth, God expects that we are going to do the same. St. Paul says, it's necessary to pray always. This is St. Paul. And when our Lord is teaching us the Our Father, it's a perfect prayer. We start by praising God, sanctifying God's name, adoring Him. And that the Our Father should be the spirit of a Catholic during the whole day. It's why Saint Benedict, in this rule, he wants to ask in the Divine Office to pray the Our Father in silence. Why? Because in adoration, yes. And only the last part, which is to fight together against evil, which is lead us not into temptation. Yeah? This is allowed, and everybody answers, "Liber us from malo," from all evil, free us from evil. So, because our whole life should be praying the Our Father. Saint Benedict says, humility, which is should be the main virtue of Catholics, because it's the virtue of the saints, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, our Lord. So, according to Saint Benedict, humility is acquired by living in the presence of God. If we live in the presence of God, if we are adoring Him constantly, not only in His presence, but also adoring Him in His divine providence, by the events that happen around us, by the relationships that we keep between us. We must see, we must live in Christ's presence, in the neighbor. We have to see Christ in our neighbor. especially we have to see to keep the presence of God when we have a cross. Okay? So when we have a cross, a suffering, at that moment, our Lord is uniting His cross with our cross. And we must live in the presence of like Our Lady of Solitude, contemplating God on the cross, on Calvary. Exactly when we have a cross, we are supposed to raise our soul in adoration, as Our Lady was adoring and contemplating our Lord at the foot of the cross at Calvary. This is why the saints were so willing, so yearning to have crosses. Because the cross is always united to our Lord, united us to our Lord completely. This is why this is called the fuel of the love of God, the cross. This is why you have to apply this principle to everything. So if we live in the presence of God, especially when we have crosses, is where you find the joy of heaven on earth. Because prayer will not cease to exist in our life. Because if we, in the most difficult moment, which is crosses, we are uniting ourselves with our Lady of Solitude and the cross of our Lord, so the rest of the activities, even the joys and our dearest state, will be united also to our Lord. This is why the rule of St. Benedict is so powerful. For any family to apply, or any community, the rule of St. Benedict is the most powerful. Because you are living in the presence of God, and you start loving silence. Because silence is the language of God. Very important to remember that. God will not speak us in noise. When we are speaking in a language like English, Spanish, no, God speaks when we are in silence. Means, for St. Benedict, silence means that we are practicing humility as a servant, hearing the Master, in a position of being ready to serve the Master. Imagine that in the times of the slaves, a slave will never speak in the house, never, without permission. Because that will represent that the slave is doing something by himself, and therefore he ceases to be a slave because he was to speak something out of his own initiative. So that was forbidden. And it putting a parallel with our lives is the same. We are a slave of love of our Lord. We are servants of God. So we speak only when it's our duty of state, when it's necessary. Otherwise, we are in silence, interiorly and exteriorly, hearing God, adoring God, especially ready to suffer for God, ready to obey God, and ready to see God in the neighbor, to practice charity towards God in the neighbor. So this is why the angels is a great example, and the saints, of course, in heaven. This is supposed to be our life. So the other words of the Our Father supposed to be live in that environment. So you are in humility, in silence, loving God, contemplating God, praising God, adoring God. And after you have those dispositions, you start the second part, the second petition of the Our Father. So once you have those positions, you have the second petition, which is, as after hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So heaven, God with all his saints and angels, come to us. The order, the happiness, the joy, the power and of God, come to us. His kingship. But before comes, he needs that disposition of being the disciples, ready to obey, ready to suffer, ready to give everything to God. This is very important. This is why the dispositions which the saints teach to us and the angels are the most important to fructify whatever grace we receive. So this is why the Our Father, with those dispositions, like the saints, you ask for the kingdom come. So it's when we are able to fulfill His will. That will be done on earth, it is in heaven. We will be able to say and to practice it, His will, doing His will, when we are in that environment of holiness, of adoration, of contemplation, of silence and humility, and the fear of the Lord, which is offend God. This fear of the Lord, because we are in His presence. You see, at that moment is when we want to express our love to God by doing His will, asking for His will be done. Even we have the strength, when we are in the presence of God to do it. Because remember, when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, means that God, with His grace, fulfills His will in us. So we fulfill the will of God with the grace of God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, the fortitude and the piety and the strength and the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. That's the plan of God. So we put obstacles and limits to the action of God. But this is the plan of God. This is what the saints, the difference between saints and us is that the saints were moved, were allowed themselves to be moved by the Holy Ghost every minute. But we, because we don't live in the presence of God, because we are not humble, because we don't have real love and real hope in God, this is why the Holy Ghost is given to us seldom times a day only, a few times a day. Dispositions. This is why you had a lot of things to imitate in a monastery, in a convent, in the rule of Saint Benedict. Because we learn the spirit of the church, the spirit of the saints, the spirit of how to live the life of God, the life of God on earth, heaven on earth. Even this is how this is described in by the saints, the life of a convent, a monastery, is heaven on earth. Because what we do in heaven, we will do it. We'll do it already in a monastery. This is why we're insisting that this is the best environment for anyone. This is the whole point of the Oblates, no? That you may learn the rule of divinity, but you may see also how it's applied, that you may bring it to your home. It's why we still are keeping the project of the convent. Yes. So we are opening two convents, in fact. One in Colombia for the foreigners of the United States, Spanish speaking especially, and one more here in the United States. Because it's the most important apostolate. It's the most important apostolate of all. To learn how to be children of God. How to be humble. How to be able to pray the whole day. To learn silence first, before learning theology and philosophy. I don't know if you notice that. Because first you have to learn how to obey, how to listen, and how to be like the saints before someone dares to be leader of others. To be a father of family, or to be a priest, or to become a leader in the country, in a factory or a business. First, you have to learn how to be a son of God before you start teaching others how to be son of God, by example, by your teaching. So the rest of the Our Father is in that spirit, in order to bear fruits in our life. So after praising God, asking His kingdom to come and to reign upon us, His kingship, after wanting and doing the will of God, and avoiding sin, is when we are in a position to pray the next petition, which is our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. And remember, according to Saint Thomas and his Holy Cure of Ars, our daily bread means first through the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, faith. It's our daily food. Faith, first of all. Precisely because our daily food is to contemplate God. You see? So we contemplate God, We learn how God is directly from Him, from His grace, and this is why our daily fruit is first of all doctrine, faith. When we say our daily bread, we ask our daily bread first means the Word of God, faith, contemplation, adoration, praising God, praying to God, together with God and the saints. This is what first of all means, our daily bread. So our daily bread is that. This is why we can survive without sacraments. We should be able to survive without sacraments for many, many years if we have this spirit. The Japanese, no? 200 years without sacraments, without priests, because they have this spirit. And after our daily bread means also, yes, the Holy Eucharist with the Mass, they go together. Mass and the Holy Eucharist, they go together. It's one, the same act. And the sacraments, graces and the rest. So but first is prayer, contemplation, doctrine, faith. It's our daily bread. And after comes sacraments, yes. Because it's not often. This is why the church will oblige only once a week, if there is available masses. But even before St. Pius X, religious will receive daily bread, daily communion. Daily communion, but the faithful will not allow daily communion, not even weekly communion. They will allow once a month, for example, communion. Why? Because the dispositions were more important than the fact of receiving a sacrament. And after that, we are able to do the other petitions. Why? Because if we ask to God, forgive my our trespass, and we forgive those who trespass against us. So if we are in that environment of the presence of God, we are in the position, because we are far from committing sin, because we are in the presence of God, we have the fear of the Lord. So because we are not committing sins in a deliberate manner, so we are in a position of asking God, forgive me because I forgive the others. Yes. And after, this is why also we are able to ask God in that environment, with all these positions, to deliver us from temptation and from any evil, no? This is the order. We don't want evil, we don't want temptations, but we don't create these positions of adoration, of holiness, of humility, and fear of the Lord to acquire eventually the power and the grace to defeat our enemies. You see, we are backwards. Everything is backwards. We want to start defeating the devil without first praying and being in a humble environment, in an habitual duties and daily duties. It was so powerful, the rule of Saint Benedict, so powerful. And the monasteries and convents. But they teach us really the spirit of the church, the spirit of the saints. We don't lose sight of what is the saints, what we're supposed to be doing on earth, to become like the saints in heaven one day. So let us have these graces from the holy angels and the saints to understand these principles and to apply them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.